Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Bob Rathbun greeting you from Toronto, Ontario, on the road this week. Our guest coming up is Mr. Big Five Basketball, the head coach of LaSalle. Fran Dunphy will join me. He is an institution in Philadelphia, head coach at Temple and Penn, recently won his 600th game, and back coaching his alma mater. Great stories about Philadelphia basketball coming up. On our Jersey Mike's News and Notes, what a slate of games this weekend. Exams are over and the boys are back, and what a lineup we have. Friday night, UConn-Gonzaga, and then Saturday, the CBS Sports Classic in Atlanta matches Ohio State against UCLA and Carolina against Kentucky. In Indianapolis, number one Arizona takes on number three Purdue. We've got Kansas going to Indiana. Baylor plays Michigan State in Detroit. Texas A&M will play Houston at the Toyota Center in Houston. Clemson goes to Memphis. Alabama at Creighton. My goodness, what a lineup of games for this Saturday in December. When we come back, my conversation with Fran Dunphy. But first this from Jersey Mike's.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Ugh. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Who picked up the phone? Nope, there's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
You know, the term legend gets bounced around a lot in basketball. Well, this guy really is a legend. He is Mr. Big Five, Mr. Philadelphia Basketball. The great Fran Dunphy joins us on the Naismith Podcast this week. Coach, congratulations on 600 wins. Congratulations on everything you've done for the great game of basketball.
Yeah, well, thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. I've been around a few years, and what comes is a wonderful thing, and I'm grateful for it. But obviously, these challenges you're thrown at, that get thrown at you, is quite daunting. So we've got a big game coming up this week against Miami down there. So we'll see how we can do. But thank you for your kind words.
Well, you know, for those of us who, you know, love college basketball, Big Five just has a certain niche in our game that really is unparalleled anywhere else in the country. And I was wondering if you would share with us, Fran, your thoughts on what makes Big Five basketball so special.
Well, this thing started back in the mid-50s, Bob, to be honest with you. And I don't think and no other city kind of picked it up at the time. I don't know if that's fortuitous for Philadelphia or not, but we are the ones that actually made this thing work. And I don't know that you could plan it any way you could ever do it again these days, because college athletics has changed and college basketball certainly has changed. People just don't want to do these kinds of things that Philadelphia has done over the last however many years. So it's a remarkable thing, and it's I think it's because everybody respects one another in Philadelphia. The schools respect each other. We've played each other for many, many years, and the reality is we do a lot of things together when we're not playing basketball. Even in the recruiting world, we oftentimes recruit the same guys. We sit in the same section of the stands when we're watching kids play. We talk to each other, and then we do some charity work together in the city. And it just makes us, I think, a little unique, and I think we're grateful for it. I think it's when you join the Big Five, it's a special organization, and everybody treats it that way.
Fran, the fans certainly love it. I think the kids love it. That's pretty obvious. And to put 15,000 plus in Wells Fargo Center a couple of weekends ago for the Big Five championship really speaks volumes about how popular this is, even now that you've added Drexel into the mix.
Yeah, and I think I'm grateful that we have done that with Drexel joining us. We probably should have done it many years ago when Drexel became a Division I institution. When the Big Five was first formed, Drexel was a Division II school, so they didn't get the same benefit that the other five schools did. But we've done it. I think it turned out to be a really good day for Philly and for college basketball in Philly. And so we're grateful for it. And we want as many people coming to all of our games as we possibly can.
There are so many great names tied to LaSalle and Big Five basketball, but I wanted to ask you about one in particular, a guy that, you know, is one of the giants in our game, Tom Gola. If you could educate our fans on who Tom Gola was and what he was all about.
Well, Tom Gola made LaSalle basketball what it is, and certainly was. He was the best basketball player in Philadelphia for a number of years as a high schooler, and then as a college player, LaSalle won a national championship, won an NIT championship, which in many ways was even greater than the NCAA in the mid-50s. And then he came back and coached for 2 years. I was lucky enough to play on the 2 years that he coached at LaSalle. One of our years was we were ranked second in the country, and we lost one game to South Carolina. And we couldn't go to the NCAA tournament, and people would say, you know, you guys had a chance to beat UCLA. And I don't know about that. They had Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the team at the time, and I don't know that anybody could have competed against the likes of Kareem. He was just spectacular. But it was Tom did unbelievable work as a high school player, a college player, and then a pro player for the Warriors, Philadelphia Warriors and the New York Knicks. And then he became a political figure in Philadelphia, and he was just revered as a person, not only a basketball guy, but just as somebody who treated people kindly and respectfully. And he just had a phenomenal reputation and deserved every bit of it.
Fran, you came out of retirement to get back into it at your alma mater. What drove that decision?
My alma mater, really. They acted like they needed my help, and I said, sure, I would do it. That wasn't the first thought I had. The first thought I had was, no, I'm good. I'm good. My life is good here. But I decided to do it. It's been great. People say, are you enjoying it? And I say, I must be. The time is going by very, very quickly. And the young guys that I get a chance to coach are great. My staff is great. They're all treating me like I don't deserve. And very, very grateful for how they have welcomed me. And again, the kids have been just great to coach.
Fran, I just turned 69 around Thanksgiving. And I swear, staying around the game of basketball, whether it's the pros, high school, college, I think the kids keep you young, don't you?
Very much so. And they actually give me an opportunity to get in the classroom. I help teach a class in management. Our last class is actually tonight. So I'm excited by that. Always to get in the classroom with these kids. They do keep you younger. And I may get a particular student who may miss a class, and I grab them the next time he comes in, and I tell him that, listen, I'm very selfish when it comes to learning. I want to learn from you. So when you come to class, our class is much better. So don't be missing any more classes, because I want to learn more from you and the rest of the people in the class. And I feel that way about games and everything that we do as college basketball coaches and teachers and administrators.
Well, you're getting a chance to get some sunshine this weekend, heading down to Coral Gables to take on Miami. You and Larrañaga, old lions at this. How'd this game come about?
Yeah, our former athletic director went down there to Miami, and is now the associate AD down there, and asked if we would do this. And so our response was, sure, we'll do it. And so it was really because of our former AD, Ryan Baptiste, who's now at the University of Miami as an associate AD.
Well, we will be watching. Fran, thanks so much for taking time. We wish you nothing but the best. And we're honored to have you on the podcast this week. We really appreciate you.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me, and wishing you all the best, and have a great holiday season.
Hey, that's it for this week. Next week, join us, where my special guest will be Cliff Ellis, who just resigned as the head coach at Coastal Carolina. We'll talk to Cliff about his incredible coaching career next week on the podcast. Until then, Bob Rathbun saying so long.